The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, have the Iranians got your technology? Are we struggling to get hold of you today?
Not to me, but some sites that I use regularly did get zapped in the Iranian hack earlier today, including our supermarket. You know, somebody very close to me said, I mean, it's one thing to zap our non-profits and various other sites. It's another to zap the supermarket. But it looks like most sites are recovering, and the national cyber directorate have said it's actually very superficial, and they've already managed to trace it to one service provider. So what is going to be interesting to see is how Israel responds. I predict some traffic lights maybe not working over the whole, just saying, but
But I mean, Rolien, the fact is it happened. So there must be concern amongst Israelis that if they can do that, that maybe, you know, there are more strategic installations that they'd be able to hit.
Look, speaking to a security expert earlier today, who said to me, do not underestimate how good these guys are. You know, our guys are good, but we shouldn't for one second underestimate how good, the Iranian, hackers, the Iranian cyber people are. We've also seen it with, Hamas. They're also installed in Hamas, and, there's been a realization that, you know, we're opening up multiple battlefields when it comes to sort of the war between Israel and the Iranians. And sometimes it's not just the physical battlefield or the media battlefield or the social media battlefield, but also the cyber battlefield. We saw a couple of weeks ago when they tried to hack our water infrastructure. That is very, very serious. That is, in my opinion, far more serious than taking on some websites. So it will be uncomfortable for a few sites, and maybe you'll have to pay somebody to recover. Yeah. But hacking a nation's water infrastructure, that is pretty serious. But if you are on the internet and you are curious and you are surfing or you are trying to look at Israeli sites that have been hacked, I have it on good authority from said a security expert. Get off the site if it's if it has been hacked immediately. Don't linger there. Don't click on anything. Don't investigate. Don't read anything. Just get off.
Oh, that's very good practical advice, Rolien. Thank you for that.
Practical advice. It can save you from potential viruses and hacks yourself. So let's just talk a little bit more about this, perhaps maybe why it happened. It is Al-Quds Day, which you know, coincides with our Yom Yerushalayim, which we'll speak about in a few minutes. But message that was put up along with a picture of several cities being destroyed and Netanyahu swimming with what looks like a cut on his eye says, you know, be ready for a big surprise. The countdown to the destruction of Israel begins. And this is coincidental with Al-Quds Day and also coincidental with the kind of rhetoric we have heard from Iran over the last couple of days, the comment by the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei that Israel is a cancer, you know, nothing we haven't heard before, but also the poster, the promotional poster for Al-Quds Day, which was, which featured the words final solution. You know, we're not that naive. We know where we've heard those words before.
Yeah.
And we take that very, very seriously. And anybody who cares about human rights, about democracy, needless to say, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday. I'm still waiting for a response from said human rights activists to my tweet. It's been eerily silent. Anybody who takes human rights very, very seriously should be concerned by this. And we have heard from the European Union a tweet going there, going out condemning the use of the words cancer, but we want to hear more from the EU, and we want to see tachlis. We want to see action. We don't want to see your leader standing next to the Ayatollahs smiling and grinning. We want to see a round condemnation followed by action of this kind of rhetoric coming from Iran.
Right, before we move on to your topics, just as important, because the listeners asked the question, and We spoke yesterday about the Etihad plane bringing aid. Today it turns out that the PA has refused the aid because it is encouraging normalization. And the question to you is, would be interesting to hear Rolene, what she has to say about the Palestinians rejecting the aid.
Well, I love our listeners because they've like beaten me. They're paying attention, people. They're paying attention. they've beaten me to the punch because that was something that I made a note of to talk about. But yes, the yesterday we spoke about the incredible historic moment that an Etihad plane from Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the United Arab Emirates, came to Israel. It was warmly welcomed by everybody here. We're so thrilled to see this. It brought 14 tons of humanitarian aid and COVID-19 aid that would be distributed to the Palestinians working through the World Food Program, but also through our respective departments, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Army, and various others. And, you know, over the last couple of months, Israel has been working very closely with the relevant authorities in the Palestinian Authority to make sure that we protect Palestinian citizens as much as we do Israeli citizens and stop the spread of COVID-19 or any fatalities. And the announcement was made today that the Palestinian Authority has roundly rejected the saying that it won't happen. You know, whatever happens between us and the Arab world won't come on the backs of the Palestinians. Well, actually, it does come on the backs of the Palestinians. You're denying your people crucial aid at this time of international medical emergency. There is no time for this ridiculous ideological posturing, in my opinion. You know, somebody said to me earlier today, well, then, you know, we'll use the aid. We'll make use of the aid. But it's really, really repugnant. And I was very interested to see the Australian Broadcasting Authority, several other mainstream media news outlets picking up on the story. You know, we're putting it out to you people. The next time you feel the need to hold Israel responsible for the situation in the territories, please remember this moment. Please remember when tons and tons of humanitarian aid, including medicines, food, PPE, that's personal protection equipment, came in from generous donors around the world, who I'm sure also want to look after their own civilians, came in for the Palestinians, was graciously accepted by Israel, Israel's authorities and the necessary infrastructure, but the Palestinian leadership turned that down. And if you do get any tweets into the studio or comments or whatever, I'd be very interested to see what our listeners are saying or opining. But to the listener who asked for my opinion, there you go.
Okay. We're going to talk COVID, but I mean, it almost seems that in Israel you're back to normal. There's holidays to Cyprus. Everything seems fabulous.
There is that, but we do also have, I mean, we've had very, very, very low rates of infections, but the infections that we did have, and we've only had 6 in the last 24 hours, has resulted in 3 kindergartens having to be quarantined or put back in bidud because it was found that 3 teachers tested positive. So these are in Haredi areas. Again, it's a concern for these areas where there are high levels of infection. But the numbers are still continuing to look good. What isn't looking good right now, though I'm hoping for a cooler weekend. The mercury has just been insane this week. But our numbers, as we do every day, let's take a look. 16,665 since the start of the pandemic. 2,812 currently infected. There's 279 fatalities. We have lost the youngest person to pass away, who was a cancer survivor. And our thoughts and prayers really are with his family and with anybody in Israel, in South Africa, around the world, who has lost loved ones to this horrific virus. 46 people are in serious condition, with 40 on ventilators and 13,574 people have made a full recovery.
Ro, we've got 1 minute to talk about Jerusalem Day.
Well, it's Erev Yom Yerushalayim, so Chag Yom Yerushalayim Sameach to everybody. This is Jerusalem Day. This is when we celebrate the reunification of Jerusalem just after the Six-Day War. And I think it's seared in every one of our hearts and souls. That moment we heard HaKotel Beyadeinu, the Kotel is in our hands as the RDF liberated Jerusalem, reunited the city. It has been our hope. It has been what has sustained us through thousands of years of exile, persecution, journey, and even celebration. So Chag Yom Yerushalayim Sameach, everybody, please take some time over the next 24 hours to truly honor Jerusalem.
Thank you, as always, Rolene Marks.
God bless everybody. Shabbat shalom, and stay safe and healthy.